The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by the CommBank's Christmas Drought Appeal, helping farmers and communities hit hard by drought. Donate today in the CommBank app or visit your local CommBank branch.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 28th of November. In your Squeeze today, a big, bleak report on climate change, Scott Morrison's chat with New South Wales's top cop, money to study the effects of concussion in sport, and the ARIAs. This is your Squeeze today. The United Nations have released a report called the Emissions Gap Report 2019. It's dubbed as a global progress report on climate action. The authors of that report, Claire, have described it as bleak.
Which isn't really good when the people who are looking closely at these things are so downcast about it. What they're saying is that global temperatures are on track to rise by as much as 3.9 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. That's done by a whole heap of calculations that looks at things, particularly the level of greenhouse gas emissions. And when the world is trying to cap global warming to 2 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels by the end of the century, we're heading towards nearly twice that.
Does the report make any recommendations?
It says that what we need to do to hit that 2 degree Celsius target is to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 7.6% each year for the coming decade. That would get close to putting us back on track to being able to hit that target. But when they're looking through a pragmatic view, they're saying that given greenhouse gas emissions are actually increasing and not decreasing, to have such a deep cut would be a very difficult thing to achieve.
Angus Taylor is our federal energy minister, and this week it was announced he was being investigated by New South Wales Police. Claire, let's break this down. First up, what's he done?
Angus Taylor has been referred to the New South Wales Police over accusations that he and his office used some kind of forged document to make claims about the Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore and her travel, and the travel that's been used by New South Wales councillors. The document that they used said that millions of dollars had been spent on travel, but in fact, when you actually go onto their website and have a look at the real documentation, it's a much, much, much lower amount than that.
So this has prompted Prime Minister Scott Morrison to call the New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller.
And he did that, he said, because he needs to know, given that police investigation is happening, whether he, as Prime Minister, needs to take action against Angus Taylor and either stand him down. There's plenty of people, including former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who have said that that's not such a great idea, that he shouldn't have done that, that that could be misconstrued as interfering in a police investigation.
The bodies of 16 of the 39 Vietnamese migrants found dead inside a refrigerated truck in the UK last month have been returned to their homes for burial, Claire.
It's been quite some time and families have been quite distressed about not being able to get those victims home. Also overlaid that UK authorities have refused to pay for the repatriation costs of those bodies.
And the Northern Irish driver of that truck, Mo Robinson, has pled guilty earlier this week to conspiring to assist illegal immigrants. There's plenty more charges against him as well. The effects of concussion in sport are a big topic, particularly when it comes to rugby league. Yesterday, Chief Executive Todd Greenberg announced the NRL would give a grant of $250,000 to the Harvard Medical School to undertake what's being called one of the largest concussion studies in world sport. And still in our footy codes, Israel Folau has resubmitted court documents yesterday, revising upwards his claim against Rugby Australia from $10 million in lost earnings to $14 million, Claire.
That recalculation is because he says he could have been captain during the World Cup and he would have been paid more.
Not only that, but also sponsorships, possibility that the Wallabies could have done better if he was there, a whole raft of things. And Australian author Clive James has died, Claire, aged 80.
He was 80 years old. He was diagnosed with leukaemia back in 2010, and he wrote and talked quite a bit about what living with leukaemia was like. Of course, it's the sort of disease where he expected to die much earlier. He wasn't just a writer. He was also a poet and a critic. He also wrote quite a lot about his upbringing in Sydney, and one of my favourite books ever is his Unreliable Memoirs. So, yeah, he's definitely part of the Australian side.
Yeah, definitely. And the ARIAs have happened, Claire. That's Australia's Music Night of Nights.
Toni Watson of Tones and I really was the winner of the night. She won Best Female Artist, Breakthrough Artist, Best Pop Release for Dance Monkey. Dean Lewis took out the male side of things and also Album of the Year. And then we get down to Human Nature. They won a Lifetime Achievement Award.
And don't forget about Guy Sebastian, Song of the Year.
Song of the Year for Choir, yeah.
And of course, as always, there's a link in the Squiz Today email to the Red Carpet Gallery. It's a bit out there this year, I thought, the fashion. Because I'm an expert. What's the email subject line today?
I've gone for Rihanna's Shut Up and Drive. That goes to a duel that's happening at the moment between Tesla founder Elon Musk and Ford. That's because Musk posted a video showing the Cybertruck towing an F-150 up a hill, and Ford says that that can't possibly be the case and they want an independently arbitrated duel. So it's all on.
That's one for rev heads this morning. I think that's all from us today. Relatively short Squiz Today podcast. Don't forget to also check out Squiz Shortcuts. Plenty more in there. There'll be another one dropping this afternoon on online mega sales. Black Friday is tomorrow. Plenty of sales on in the lead up to Christmas. We've got one out on Islamic State, climate change, drought, Hong Kong, Brexit part one and part two, which is pre-Boris Johnson and post-Boris Johnson. Just search for Squiz Shortcuts in your podcast app. Enjoy your Thursday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.